Hey, Legal Shield family. This is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell. It's time for 5 Minutes Strong. And today we're going to enjoy a segment about the whole you and my reflections on how personal development has added to my own success and happiness. And I hope the lessons apply to you too. Enjoy.
So let me summarize. Let's wrap this up. We've taken a stroll down the key lessons from reading a lot of history, a lot of philosophy, personal development, and I've shared with you what I have found. 11 consistent points of focus. Number one, take one small step. Number two, visualize. Number three, struggle is good, scary is good. Number four, do not prejudge. Number five, remember, you are mortal. Number six, have some fun. Number seven, serve others. Number eight, perfectionism equals procrastination. Number nine, sleep, exercise, eat, work, chill out, and repeat. Number 10, write it all down. And number 11, reading is not enough. Hey, those are not sequential. You don't need to do them in that order, right? Some are a mindset, they're an attitude. Others are ways to overcome barriers or accelerate your growth towards your happiness and your success. In combination, however, they will lead you. They will help you lead yourself. And that's where you begin to lead the change. My friends, that change starts with you. And it extends to everyone you meet. Only you guarantee that love triumphs over hate, that unity triumphs over division, justice over abuse, equality over discrimination, freedom over subjugation, and yes, opportunity over despair. Together, my friends, we go higher. Together, we will lead that change.
I hope you enjoyed that installment of 5 Minutes Strong around the whole you and the lessons that I've learned in my lifetime around how personal development can aid in your happiness and success. Why? Why now? Well, because we know that our time is now. It is time to ask yourself if you are living the life that you want to live. Are you making the decisions that will determine your destiny? Are you willing to put in the work? Because your time is now. For all of our lives, we've been asked to wait for equality, for freedom. But there are more of us now. We are stronger, and we will wait no longer. Our time is now. As the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. The time is now to open the doors of opportunity and to reach the paths of justice and security. The time is now because it is time for change.